Long ago, in a gray world where people had forgotten how to dream, there lived a man called Gramado. Gramado was no king, no magician. He was simply a man tired of a world that made too much noise and too little sense. One night, in a dream not quite like the others, he saw a bird. A small bird with blue, russet, and white feathers, so vivid it seemed made of light. It was a kingfisher.
"I see you're sad,"
said a bird.
"Doesn't the world suit you as it is?"
"I'm weary of this grayness,"
Gramado answered.
"I feel there's something else, but I don't know what."
"I know a place. A place where every being has found their childhood dream again, and where every dream, if you believe in it strongly enough, comes true. If you like, I'll take you there."
"Oh yes, take me! I want to find my child's soul again."
"Then breathe in."
The bird flew off, and Gramado woke.
"Where are you, Kingfisher? You left without telling me your secret."
So he did what everyone does who has glimpsed something wonderful. He set off in search of that place. He told himself it was only a dream, yet deep down he knew the place was real. He crossed deserts, climbed vast mountains, pushed into great forests. Day and night he searched for years on end. But for all his efforts, he never found it. Exhausted, he fell asleep at the foot of a tree. That was when the bluebird returned.
"Kingfisher, it's you! I've searched everywhere for you. I crossed deserts, mountains, forests. I searched for years and years. Why did you leave?"
"Leave? I never left this place, Gramado. It was you who went searching far away for what was already here."
"But then, all that way, it was for nothing."
"Did you see the oases in the desert?"
"Yes."
"And the views from the mountaintops?"
"Yes, they were beautiful."
"And the light in the forests?"
"Yes."
"Then it wasn't for nothing. But what you're looking for, you won't find at the end of the world. Go down to the river, ask, and maybe you'll find your childhood dreams again."
Gramado made his way down to the Chassazac. The water was clear and cool, and all around the world seemed a little less gray. He asked the trout,
"Tell me, did you have a dream as a child?"
"Yes, when I was small, I dreamed of swimming upstream from the sea back to where I was born to raise beautiful young of my own. Look at me, I made it,"
he asked the stone.
"And you?"
"Me? He always dreamed a flood would carry me down a slide all the way to a lovely beach with all my stone friends. And one day the flood came, and here I am." He asked the fox, who had always dreamed of knowing every trick in the world, and now knew them all. The donkey, who had dreamed since he was small of finding the perfect patch of meadow to laze in the sun, and had found it. The pig, who dreamed of being the biggest in all the land, and grew closer to it every day. The goat, who wished for nothing more than to spend her whole life near her family and had never left them. The hen, who dreamed of going to bed early to be fresh the next day and had never missed a sunrise. The great oak, who simply dreamed of giving enough shade to shelter all who passed by, and under which, just then, Gramado stood. And he raised his eyes to the Serre de Bar, which said nothing but seemed to have fulfilled its dream so long ago that it had forgotten it itself, solid and calm, like someone who no longer needs to search. Gramado sat down by the water.
You've all fulfilled your childhood dreams. The trout swam home up a river. The oak gives shade. The mountain watches over all. Why is it that I don't even remember mine?
The kingfisher landed on a branch above him.
Gramado, do you remember what you wanted to build as a child?
And he whispered a word in his ear.
Harmony? Yes, that's it! I wanted to build a place where everyone would be happy, where nature would be beautiful, where people would smile at each other.
So what are you waiting for?
Gramado stayed silent for a long while. Then, instead of moving on, he stayed. For the first time, he stopped looking elsewhere. He began to build, right there by the Chassasac, at the foot of the Serre de Bar, between the oak and the fox, between the river and the sky. He gathered wood, string, feathers, beads. He wanted to build the largest and most beautiful dream catcher ever made, not an object, but a place. A storm destroyed it all. He started again. Thieves stole his materials. He started again. He was told it wasn't possible, that he needed papers, permits, that you can't just do as you please in life. So he adapted, transformed, made do as best he could. And when he finished, something strange happened. The gray clouds parted. Nature grew a little stronger. The birds sang a little clearer. The flowers opened. The people passing by finally looked at one another and smiled. Gramado had built a dream catcher, l'attrape rêve, a place where every dream buried under dust can rise back to the surface, a place where, like every animal and every tree and every stone of the Chassuzac, anyone can come to find their forgotten childhood dreams again. After that, no one ever saw Gramado again. Some say he went off in search of other rivers. Others believe he stayed, but learned to make himself invisible, like the kingfisher between two reflections. What we know is that sometimes, if you listen closely in the right place, in the hollow of a tree, by the water's edge, in the wind's breath over the Serre de Bar, you can hear a voice, a soft, slightly rough voice, murmuring simple things. Not answers, rather questions, the ones we'd forgotten to ask ourselves. And they say the kingfisher is still there. You don't always see him, but sometimes, when the light falls a certain way on the river, you catch a flash of blue. And those who've seen it say that in that instant, they knew, without being able to explain it, what their childhood dream had been. This is where the story of Gramado and the kingfisher comes to an end. It's time for you to go and discover the attrape rêve. Enjoy your visit and see you soon.